Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Congressman Raj Krishnamoorthy just strolled into our new Allstate Skyline studio. Raj, welcome to the show.
Hey, great to be here, John.
Thanks for coming in. First time. I think you and I have met in person.
That's right. Thank you.
Which is something that we'd better get used to because we're going to be in a panel discussion with your colleague, Congressman LaHood from downstate Illinois.
That's right. A joint town hall meeting.
How is that going to go? What are we doing?
You know, next.
Do you know?
It's a good question, but I think because I'm not sure myself. It might follow the format of last time. You know, basically, I'm from Peoria. Darren represents that area.
Darren LaHood, the 18th.
Yeah, and I know that you were at
10 years. I worked at a radio station there called WMBD.
And so I basically went down there, and we decided we'd do a joint town hall. Gave a couple opening statements and then just turned it over to the audience for questions.
So then were people asking philosophical questions or were they asking very specific policy questions?
Both, but a lot of policy questions. It was a totally mixed crowd. But everyone
Republicans
was very
and Democrats,
yeah,
you mean?
Yeah, mixed yeah. crowd in terms of Democrats, Republicans. And, you know, people asked very civil questions and they were pointed, but they were civil and it was very fair.
Well, of course, you were on his turf. Central Illinois, Peoria, the 18th is a conservative district. That's Bob Michael's old stomping grounds.
Right.
And Ray LaHood's, of course, Darren's dad.
Yeah.
Were you more on the defensive than there? Were people maybe more critical of your not getting with the program and the administration, that sort of thing?
I think it was 50-50. You know, sometimes I would get the pointed question, and then sometimes Darren would. Maybe I got a little bit of a gentle welcome because I'm from there. You know, overall, like I was saying, I think people, even though they might have disagreed with what I said or what Darren said, I think they weren't disagreeable. And I think that's something that we have to, emulate as public servants, really.
Mm. So we're going to do it on Monday the 25th at the John Marshall Law School,
a week
right?
from today, yes.
So that's open to the public?
Correct.
Yeah, just show up, and we're going to do it in the morning.
Correct.
We'll have more details on that here in just a minute. But then someone could come and say, okay, I want to know what you guys are going to do about the immigration policy problem that we're having right now.
Correct.
And then each of you would kind of bat that about.
Correct. As you know, that's a huge issue right now.
Really? Because I hadn't heard. So is that a big deal right now?
You know, it's horrifying, John. I think that I'm seeing Republicans and Democrats across the political spectrum basically come out and question this policy of separating parents from their children.
Okay, but I'll play the devil's advocate here. Maybe this is what it'll sound like in a Monday, but it's the U.S. law. I mean, you know, the Secretary, Jeff Sessions said, the Attorney General said, it's no longer going to be the policy of this country to ignore the law. We will enforce it, and we will enforce it vigorously, and they've been saying this for 6 months. Now push comes to shove, and everybody's acting surprised. So what do you say about that?
This is a policy decision. This is not required by the law. Basically, the policy of separating children from their parents was adopted as a quote-unquote deterrent for immigration. But it's so immoral and inhumane. You've seen those pictures of those children who are completely traumatized being separated from their parents, who are really innocents in all of this.
Are you mad at the parents for bringing the kids into that situation?
I think definitely the parents made a decision to approach the border. But you have to remember, in a lot of cases, they were approaching places in search of asylum. And it's perfectly legal to approach the border and our authorities to flee persecution and seek asylum. In that instance, to prosecute them criminally for illegally entering, and at that point, basically, separating the parents from children is wrong. I think that there are other ways to deal with this, but the current way is, you know, really untenable.
I heard the number of political candidates in Mexico who have been killed, who have been assassinated in the last year. And so help me, it was over 100. Now, maybe my number is not perfect and maybe the time frame is wrong. But the idea that that would be a common occurrence is is amazing to me. Now, not all of these immigrants are from Mexico. My understanding is more than half of them are not. But it just gives you a sense of the sort of instability.
Correct.
The sort of danger that these people are fleeing. And yes, they will risk their lives and the lives of their children to come into this country. That's how bad it is where they got it.
John, we've always been a safe harbor for people seeking asylum. Now, we have tests that we have to administer for people who seek asylum and to make sure that they are properly doing so. But to then separate the children from their parents in that instance, I think is I think it's beneath who we are as Americans.
Is it so bad that you would consider funding Donald Trump's wall then? Just go ahead and give him what he wants? He said this is the Democrats' fault.
Yeah, I totally reject what he's saying. I've introduced legislation this week to basically compel the president to go back to what the law is and to basically require that families be held intact. Okay, we don't want a situation where children and parents are separated unless there are unusual or extraordinary circumstances where the children might be at risk. You might imagine perhaps a child trafficker or something like that where, you know, you have to separate the child from the danger. But in an otherwise normal scenario, you want the children and the parents to be together. One of the most, I guess, heart-wrenching situations that we've heard about recently is the child being separated from the parent and the child being sent thousands of miles away to a detention facility far from the border, the parent then being told to return back to Mexico or where they came from and not knowing where their child is. That is unacceptable. And so we can't have that situation where we're a nation of laws, but we're also a nation of immigrants.
President said today, he did not waver. He doubled down on this. What's going to happen?
I think that if those Republicans in Congress are willing to join in legislation with us to basically keep families intact, then we have a road ahead. You know, this is a separate issue from everything else. As you know, I'm in favor of giving a path to citizenship for Dreamers. I'm in favor of immigration reform and other measures. But this is completely separate and apart from that, that we should deal with in an orderly way. But we should do it right away. I would also say this to the president. He can pick up the phone right now and call Secretary Nielsen and end this policy. It's a policy choice. It's not the law. It's not what he's required to do to separate children from their parents.
Jeff Sessions said something today that one of our texters writes, from 630, if they're seeking asylum, when does that include crossing the border and hiding? Jeff Sessions said that if you do go to a port of entry, you can ask for asylum. You don't have to resort to these sorts of methods and then be separated from your kids. What do you say about that?
Well, what we're hearing now is reports of people being turned away from those ports of entry and those places where they can seek asylum, being told we're out of space, we're out of room.
What are we even talking about when we do this? Is a port of entry, in other words, just a legal crossing point where you would be asked for your documentation? You would say, I don't have it.
Correct.
I seek asylum in the United States.
Correct.
So
correct.
Just go get caught. Don't try and scamper under the fence.
Correct. And I think, you know, basically what we're hearing is reports of agents along the border basically saying things to deter people from even coming to those ports of entry, which is wrong.
Have you talked to Republicans about this? Have you said, look, this is crazy, we've got to do something?
Yes. In Congress, now it's a topic of discussion. We're hearing, you know, for outside voices who are also basically weighing in. Laura Bush just wrote an article in the Washington Post calling this cruel and inhumane. Even Melania Trump was critical of this policy. I think the president should listen to his wife.
Yeah, I'm not sure that she was as critical as people are making it out to be, right? She said that Congress should do something about this, but she also said that you should do so legally or lawfully. I think she's trying to put a foot in both camps on this one.
It's possible, but
I would like to, as a first lady, as a woman who said, let's be best about children, it's amazing. I'm sorry, I think that at some point her silence becomes complicit. She needs to step up more.
I think that she needs to be more full-throated about this.
I know she's not comfortable with that either.
I know.
She doesn't want to be a public person, but guess what? You're the First Lady of the United States right now, and an issue that you've targeted, the welfare of children, is at risk. And I know this may cause you marital discord. I'm sorry, I'm talking to you like you're Donald Trump and Melania Trump right now. But doggone it, Melania, where is your voice?
She's a mother. She is a parent. She should know the incredible suffering that these mothers and children are going through. She should weigh in.
Raj, I appreciate you coming by. I have to take a break. Any last things you want to pass along other than an invitation to our listeners to join us for this town hall meeting next Monday? The 25th, I think, is the date on that, right?
That's right. A week from today at John Marshall Law School. I hope that people attend. And, you know, like I said, I think that we need to come together as Democrats, Republicans, talk to each other. And, you know, for instance, on this issue that we just discussed before, we need to come together and resolve this in a way that's consistent with American values and bring parents and children back together.
So you and Congressman LaHood and I will next Monday speak civilly but pointedly about issues like this in front of a crowd of folks that may want to sit there and let their opinions be heard, too. I don't remember the last time something like that's happened in these parts, so what a good idea. How timely.
Thank you. We haven't heard of another joint town hall meeting happening in this Congress.
You know what you hear a lot is congressmen not even wanting to do town hall meetings, let alone invite the opposition party. So kudos to both of you. Thanks for coming
in today.
Thank you,
John. Thank you.
Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy. It's, let me find a clock, 2:52. This is WGN.